Hello.
Hello, Tammy.
Hi, Larry. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Oh, good. Just kind of snowed in a little bit, but good.
Did you get back home?
No, I'm still in Lincoln. They haven't scraped the roads by my house yet. I talked to my brother just about 30 minutes ago, and they still haven't got those secondaries scraped up there.
Really? Is it still cold up there?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's up to about 36 degrees, but yeah, it was down in like the 20s yesterday and Saturday. Yeah. Did you get any snow there?
You know what? We got a little bit of snow. We got a lot of ice, but it's above freezing. It stopped and the roads are clear. I mean, the roads, I'm looking out at the 4-lane right now and it's dry.
Yeah, well, they've scraped the main roads here in Lincoln. They're supposed to start working on the secondaries today. So hopefully I'll get home by tomorrow.
Well, that's good. That's good. Yeah, you probably this afternoon when it warms up, it'll probably be melted pretty good.
Yeah, we got 10 inches at my house.
What?
Yeah, we got 10 inches at the house. Yeah, that's what my brother said. He just lives about 2 miles from me.
Oh,
and he says, if we got 10 inches of snow, he said, a little more in places. I'm like, we didn't get quite that much in Lincoln, but we got a good bit. But yeah. Yeah, that's why I don't hang around like that. I mean, most people love it, but I just don't want to get stranded and stuff like that when I can't move around. I got too much to do.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you.
Yeah.
Not at all. Not at all.
But it was snowing this morning. It snowed for about 3 hours this morning.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. It was snowing this morning.
Wow. Yeah, it snowed here for probably a few hours.
Yeah.
Well, but it quit a little while ago.
Yeah, I don't think it accumulated anything. It was just pretty coming down.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think we got any accumulation this morning. The sun's out now.
Yeah.
And it's 36 degrees, so it'll start melting.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Yeah, I like it. It's pretty, but I like for it to come and go real quick.
Me and you both.
Yeah.
Me and you both. It is nice, but I don't like being in the cold.
No, me either. I'm not a real cold person. And it stayed about 5 degrees colder where I live than it did where I'm at in Lincoln all weekend.
Really?
So we got more snow and it's going to hang around a little longer, but maybe it'll start clearing up today, I hope. I got too much to do to be not doing something.
I hear you. You do. You got a lot ahead of you getting packed and getting ready to move, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I got a bunch in front of me.
Yeah.
But it's nice to have a few days to rest, too. It really does bother my RA and fibro and stuff. So a couple of days of rest is not going to hurt me by any means. It's just, you know, I'm chomping at the bit to get started again.
Sure, I bet so. Well, hopefully you'll be able to get back over there tomorrow and get at it.
Well, like you said, if it starts clearing up this afternoon, I'm going to give it a try. It'll refreeze tonight because it's supposed to be in the 20s.
Uh-huh.
But at least I'll be home where I can be working.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah.
That is for sure.
Yeah. But it's been pretty, but I want it to go away now.
Me and you both. Me and you both.
Did you get home Saturday before anything started in your area?
I did. I made it home. I had one more place I had to go, but I made it home and, you know, before anything ever started, which was good.
Well, yeah, it was kind of raining when you were with the house.
Yeah.
An hour later, it was snowing.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it was snowing.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
I knew when the rain started, it wouldn't be long, and it wasn't.
Yeah, I was wondering if people were going to make it into work today because, you know, we had a lot of stuff we needed to go over, and yours included, and I was wondering if people were going to make it in, but luckily, yeah. You know, everybody got here, and, well, just about everybody, but
good.
Got here, and we were able to go over, you know, a bunch of stuff and
uh-huh.
things rolling.
Okay. So what's happening with me?
Oh, okay. So I went over this with, you know, with some people in the office here, the partners and stuff. And, you know, we talked about when I was at your house, we talked about, you know, the kitchen's got to be retiled. We've got to, I know you got some tiles, but it's really not enough to do all of that. So right. We're going to have to get some new ceramic tile for that. We've got to redo the cabinets, countertop. It's butcher block now, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
we got to put down new counters and the sink and the appliances. I know you're taking the fridge, but that range is a wide range. And if I remember correctly, it's green. So we've got to update that. And
I've actually got a woman that's wanting that, and I'm probably going to give it to her because she can't afford anything else. So if it's okay with you, I'm probably going to give it to her because she can't afford one and she doesn't have one.
Well, if you don't mind, because that's a really unique thing, it might be that we need it for a little while. So.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Yeah.
That would be great.
Okay. All right. That's fine.
Also, we got to finish out the laundry room because it's not, it might be insulated, but it just has screens. It's got to have windows in there because it's got screens only and it's, you know, it can't be considered a heated part of the house.
Well, it's got rollout windows.
Right, but those need to be replaced like we talked about all the windows. Need to be replaced because there's a couple of pieces of broken glass, so those windows got to be replaced. And I know you said the attic was floored, which is good. And you got new insulation and stuff up there.
Uh-huh.
You've got to update the bathroom. And it's got a lot of cabinets. Now, that's a good thing about the bathroom is it has a lot.
Oh, yeah. But I'm going to ask my bathroom.
But the bad thing is it has a lot of cabinets, you know.
Uh-huh.
So we got to redo that. And the tile surround, the tile's got to be updated. And it's got tile all the way around the bathroom, around to the mirror, all the way over to the where you go in, cabinets, countertops, and the doors are all wooden doors. Mm-hmm. Those need to be painted white. The office salon's going to have to be redone and replumbed and stuff. And because a two bedroom, and I know when we talked on the phone and when Angel come out there, we talked on the phone that it's a two bedroom, but you got enough room there to add like you could call one of them that salon or the other third bedroom, but it's really just not big enough to be able to do that.
It would just be a very small bedroom.
That could be a bathroom, but what really needs to happen is enclose that garage, turn it into a master bedroom like you mentioned.
Yeah, right? That's what I would do if I were keeping it.
Yeah. So to turn it into a three bedroom, that's going to be what has to be done. And so there's going to be a little bit of plumbing there and take out that salon thing, that sink, and re-plumb that and put in a bathroom.
Well, now I can get rid of that station if you want to.
You can. If you can.
Okay,
That's fine.
Okay, all right.
That's fine. So we talked about the windows. We talked about the Sealatex. It's got Sealatex on the ceiling. And people just really don't like that anymore for some reason. It makes one hard to sell. I know you got a new heat pump and the fenced in pasture and stuff. So all that work being done, that's like over $30,000 worth of work.
Oh, yeah, I knew it would be. Yeah, I just spent that last fall on it just about.
Oh, I know. I believe it. I believe it. And what all did you do last fall whenever you did the work?
Everything was re-insulated. Basement, attic, everything. The heat pump, of course. There was some rewiring done where the wiring was kind of bad. They rewired all of that. The new door on the cellar, which was not much, I don't guess. And they airtight it. They airproofed the house. I don't know how they did it, but they went around and they airproofed, glazed or something, the windows where air was escaping and coming in, and disconnected the attic fan and built a big box around it to airtight it. And enclosed the chimney in an airtight block. In an airtight box, it's all insulated, and put the new insert there above the door so it would all be insulated.
So the chimney can't be used. The fireplace cannot be.
Oh yeah, it can be used. Yes, yeah. It's just got a box around it now. It's insulated. So because there was somehow they explained it to me that there was some holes around the base of the chimney. And there was a lot of, I mean, it was real technical. They brought in all this technical stuff and run all kind of tests. But no, the chimney can be used, because that, before I let them do that, that was my first question. Right. I'm like, can I use the fireplace after you do this? They're like, oh yeah, this is just going to cut down on heat escaping or, you know, air coming in.
Right.
I said, okay, as long as it can still be used. I said, but if it's not usable, I don't want it done.
Right, right. I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm with you. All right. So,
but let me ask you one question, Larry, and my brother brought this up to me. I didn't even think about it. I know when we first started talking and I signed that thing, it was as is.
Uh-huh,
does that change after you inspect it or what?
Well, I am buying it as is. In other words,
yeah,
you don't have to do any work whatsoever.
Yeah, exactly.
But I based my as is offer.
Uh-huh.
I based my as is price on our conversation that the house didn't need any work.
Okay.
And whenever I came out there and we started going through and looking at the house, you know, there is a lot of things that the house does need.
For update, yeah, you're right. It does. It needs to be updated. The house has been there for 40, 50 years, I guess.
Right.
Or longer.
Uh-huh.
So what's my offer now?
Well, I've got about a little over $32,000 of work that needs to be done.
Yeah.
And if you take what we thought, $75,000 minus $32,000, that brings us down to $43,000.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
But I don't know. I know you need to sell it. And I hate to just say, you know, nah, I can't buy it, because I know you need to sell it. But there's,
yes, I do.
You know, there's no way I can get anywhere close to 75. I could,
yeah.
You know, I mean, that's a big difference, and I get that.
Yeah, it is. But I could still, you know, make something. Is there any way you could go 50 on it?
Could I go 50?
I can make 50 work comfortably.
Hold on. I got one of these old calculators. I've had this.
They probably work best.
You know what? It's a solar, and everyone, I got to hold it up to the light. But
I've got a few of those, but they work.
No, I've had this one since the 80s.
Wow. You have had that one a while. I don't think mine are quite that old, but yeah, they still work.
I can't believe
it. But I'm like you. But I'm like you, if it's kind of dim in the room,
uh-huh,
I got to get into the light with it.
I hear you. So
yeah.
What you're saying is, if we can do 50, and you need how much of a deposit? You need 2,000, right?
2,000 or 25, whichever one you guys can do comfortably.
Okay. Well, usually we do $100, as you know, but I know you're in a unique situation, and I want to help you, okay? And how soon do you think you're going to be able to be out of the house where it'll be vacant?
If I can get this money in and tie everything up, I can be out. I want to be out by about the 20th or so.
The 20th of December?
I want to. If I can tie one of these apartments up and everything keeps clicking like it's clicking, I can be out before Christmas, and then I'll vacate the house.
Okay. All right. I tell you one thing.
Is that too long?
I tell you what. You know, in buying and selling houses, sometimes you got to give a little and you got to take a little. Okay.
Exactly.
So, I tell you what, I will do the 50, okay?
Thank you, Larry. I can make that work so comfortably. Thank you so much.
I'll do the 50, and okay. If you can be out by the 20th, and we'll do a $2,000 deposit, okay?
Okay, that works for me.
Okay. All right. Good. All right.
What's today? Today the 10th.
Yes. Now here's what I'm going to do.
Uh-huh.
Lorraine is working from home today. She's not in the office. She was the only one on our real estate team that didn't make it in.
Okay.
So I'm going to let her know about this, and I'm going to have her send you an email where you can digitally sign a new offer to purchase. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
It's going to say $50,000. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And it's going to say, $50,000, $2,000 deposit as is, property to be vacant by 12/20, anything left after 12/20, you know, we can just haul away or do whatever with, right?
Exactly.
And as soon as Lorraine next lets me know that you will, that you have signed digitally because it notifies her, then what I'm going to do is I'm going to get that money to you right away. I will priority mail it or FedEx it or whatever. What do you prefer? What's the best way to get it there?
FedEx would be great. Yeah, sometimes my mailbox gets looked for me or something.
Okay, I'm gonna make a note to use FedEx. We usually use UPS. But
oh well, either one. They both come by the house. Yeah. Okay.
That's good. As soon as you get that signed, she'll notify me, and I'll tell her to get a check in the mail. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
At the earliest, it'll be tomorrow because she's out today, and she'll have to be here at the office to take the check and put it in the UPS envelope and let them know to come by and pick it up or put it in the box out here.
Okay, that's fine, and then it'll get to me by Wednesday or whatever. Yeah. That'll be fine.
That sounds good.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Well, good. Well, I'm glad we were able to get it worked out.
Me too. And now let me ask you one question. I just thought about something. My son is not out of school until the 18th.
Uh-huh.
To come up and get what he wants of daddy's things and to get the tractor out.
Uh-huh.
Can we say I'll be out by Christmas? That'll give him the week of the 18th to move the tractor and get what he wants out of the garage.
Yeah, I'll put 12/25.
Okay, thank you. I just happen to think, wait a minute, Dustin's in school, and he's got all this Christmas stuff going until the 18th. So if we can do Christmas, that'll be great.
Good. Is that going to give you enough time?
I think so. If I see that it's not, I'll let you know. I don't want to hold you guys up from starting what you've got to do.
Sure. I get that.
Okay, why don't we do this to make sure I've got time and I'll get out just as quickly as I can. Let's say the 30th, but I'll be out before the 30th.
Okay.
My big thing is Dustin getting, you know, the tractor out of the barn and what he wants, you know. And he gets out the 18th, and then we've got Christmas to go through, which is going to be 3 days of family activities. And that'll give him 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, that'll give him a week to move the tractor and things. Yeah.
Okay. All right, that sounds good. That sounds
okay. All right. I appreciate it so much. You've been a godsend. You just don't know.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. I appreciate you saying that.
You're welcome.
Well, I'll get up with Lorraine and get her to go ahead and get things rolling on our end, okay?
Okay. That's wonderful.
Sounds
and
good.
I'll keep the ball rolling on my end, and we should hit the deadline, no problem.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you, Larry. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.